You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Shawnee Police Department is asking residents to help them find missing 16-year-old Ayana Mendez. She was last seen February 16th when she left on her own accord, but she has been listed as a missing person. Based on information they've already received, police believe Mendez is somewhere in the Fox Valley area. Contact the Shawnee Police Department if you have any information. As a measles outbreak continues to grow in Texas, health officials are warning that in Wisconsin, kids have one of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners have gotten both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest percentage in the country, with Alaska as the only state ranked lower. Four Wisconsin counties did register slight increases in two-year-olds' measles vaccination rates in the 10-year DHS data. Brown County is one of them. Nine Green Bay area breweries have come together to brew a beer to match the excitement of the NFL Draft 2025 coming to Green Bay in April. The 8th round downtown pale ale will be available in the Draft City Music Fest and at local tap rooms. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Really encouraging people to visit, you know, all kinds of different amenities within the community, all the tap rooms, you know, restaurants and bars and things from the Children's Museum to maybe Bay Beach, you know, having a couple of rides open. We really want to spread the wealth and encourage people to get around the community. And what greater opportunity than to advertise, you know, what we have from a craft brewing perspective.
Draft City Music Fest is part of the multi-day Touchdown Downtown happening throughout downtown Green Bay from April 23rd through the 26th. The mother of an inmate at Green Bay Correctional Facility who was murdered while in custody has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against prison officials. The lawsuit filed by the mother of Micah Laureano claims willful and deliberate indifference to her son's safety. Jackson Vogel, Laureano's cellmate, allegedly killed Laureano because of his race and sexual preference. The Wisconsin DNR reminds ice anglers that the deadline to remove permanent ice shanties, or those that aren't removed daily, is coming fast. In our areas, the deadline to remove shanties from inland waters south of Highway 64 is March 2nd. Those on Michigan boundary waters need to be removed on or before March 15th, and on Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64, those should be removed by March 16th. No ice is 100% safe, and ice anglers should check with their local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation that would allow Americans to import prescription drugs from Canada. According to a press release, the goal of the bill is to lower the prices of those medications and increase access for consumers. They're also hoping the bill will create more competition in the pharmaceutical market, forcing the companies to lower the prices of similar prescription drugs in America. The bill has some bipartisan support from Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. A juvenile was taken into custody and charged with making terroristic threats yesterday after an alleged threat against Roncalli Middle School in Manitowoc via social media post. Manitowoc police were notified of the social media threat just after 6 a.m. Tuesday. Investigating officers identified the suspect and took him into custody. The suspect was placed in secure detention. No other information is available. A trio of Green Bay area lawmakers are holding budget listening sessions starting Saturday. Several sessions with Jamie Wall of Senate District 30, Ryan Spouty of Assembly District 89, and Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Assembly District 90 are scheduled. They invite residents to come and voice their concerns and their priorities for the next biennial budget, which is before state lawmakers now. See our story at WGBW.fm for days and times. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tuesday that while Republican lawmakers are still ironing out priorities for the state budget, tax cuts are a key part of developing plans. While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WISC Politics luncheon at the Madison Club yesterday. New Wisco fan favorite and St. Norbert College philosophy professor Ben Chan appears in the Jeopardy! Second Annual Invitational Tournament today. Chan and 26 others are competing for $150,000 in grand prize money and a chance to compete in the upcoming Jeopardy!'s Masters Tournament. Last year, Chan finished first runner-up in the Tournament of Champions. A watch party is planned at Zambaldi Beer in Alloway at 6 o'clock this evening. High school sports championships will be staying in Wisconsin's capital city for 8 more years. With more, here's Civic Media's sports director Jimmy Kuska.
State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events and said that the economic impact for the Madison area for hosting the state championships is over $22 million per year.
Many of the state championship events currently held in Madison have been there for decades. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO's new show, The Pit, appears to be a big hit. Even Stephen King took to social media to profess his passion for the show. Michael Crichton's widow, Sherry, is suing the show, saying it is a ripoff of the Crichton-created ER, a highly rated show from the 1990s starring George Clooney and Noah Wiley. Wiley is also one of the stars of Pit, and ER executive producer John Wells is a creative force behind the show. They've both been named in the lawsuit. If you're sitting around wondering when the Wayans brothers will grace the silver screen together again, I feel sad for you. Marlon and Sean Wayans have announced that the two will star in White Chicks 2. Most of you probably remember the first White Chicks as a movie you wanted to avoid at all costs. Critics thought so too, as the film pulled only a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. But there were people who couldn't get to the theater and empty their pockets fast enough. Enough people did, because White Chicks had a successful run as it pulled in over $100 million. 21 years later, an unholy sequel is about to be born. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than no idea. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothée Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Foggy with scattered rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will stay mostly cloudy here all day today. Our high, 42 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.